It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Due to social distancing, they can't be in the studio with us, but you know what? They're still funny, even over the phone. It's Eric and Joe from the Eric and Joe Before Thanksgiving Christmas Variety Show, but it's a little different this year.
That's right. It's way different.
And because of social distancing, Eric and I are also 6 feet apart right now, but we're standing outside of the Quixie studio just staring at Brian.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. You're just in the parking lot looking in the window, and you know, that way you can still be on the show and feel like you're in the studio.
Yeah, I'm a little bit offended that you didn't like put the blinds all the way up for us. You just kind of put a little slit in them.
Yeah,
but that's okay. We'll forgive you this time.
I didn't want you to watch me eat because nobody needs to see that.
Oh, we will be here for hours, even after this interview's over, just staring.
Just watching.
Because it's a Friday there. And you have nothing better to do. So tell me and tell all of us, how can people see the Eric and Joe show this year? Because it will not be live on stage for 3 sold-out presentations.
That is true.
No, it won't. Eric, you want to tell?
No, go for it.
No. Okay, all right. So this year, we are our presenting sponsor, Magnolia Bank. We are presenting the Eric and Joe Show. Because 2020 has been weird anyway, we're even simplifying the title. We don't want to confuse people. There's been enough confusion and chaos. So it's just the Eric and Joe Show, and we're going to have a movie almost. But it's going to be our regular sketch comedy show, recorded, filmed, and it will be shown at Crown Point Theater starting December 4th. And it will run through the tent. There'll be 32 different opportunities for people to go see it, with 32 different showings at the theater that week. And we're really pumped. It's different, but I think this has the potential to hopefully reach a whole brand new audience.
And in a way, this could be maybe even better, because it's going to be pre-recorded. And is there a possibility we can actually see this after the big screen? Will it be for sale? Do you think maybe it'll end up on a streaming platform? Or
yeah, we're obviously in negotiations with Netflix right now.
but then again, during this time, who isn't in negotiation with Netflix? Am I right?
But as far as I understood, yeah, it's only for Netflix Portugal, and they're going to subtitle and dub all your voices, right?
Yeah, and exactly. It won't be in Portuguese either. It'll be in Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be really confusing to the audience over there.
No, but for real, you can go straight to this local fantastic theater that we have, and you'll be able to see this 32 different times. You don't have to go all of those times, but if you want to, you're certainly allowed. And somebody always benefits from this show. That's one of the things you guys do, is you raise money for a charity. Who will benefit from this?
Yeah, this year, we're proud to be partnering with the HMH Foundation. We have been working with them to get the show ready, and we're just really pleased to partner with them. And the cool thing, like you mentioned, Brian, about having this at the movie theater, when you buy your tickets, the theater, whether you're going to see our show or another show, automatically social distances you. So you have to wear your mask when you go, but once you're in your seat, your plush reclining seat, you can recline and enjoy the show, have popcorn, candy, take the whole family, and just enjoy yourself and not have to worry about sitting right next to somebody you don't know that could infect you.
And so there, again, with it being on the big screen, especially at a place that's new like that is, you guys are shooting all this in extremely high definition.
It is true.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
Yes, yes, because I'm sure heard this, Brian. You have a face for radio.
I do.
Well, they've told us we don't even have a face for radio. So the fact that we're in ultra HD and this is being shot on truly film quality that will show on the big screen is truly terrifying to us.
Now, when will this premiere again, and how can folks get tickets?
It'll premiere December 4th. And then it will run at Crown Point Theater until December 10th. Tickets are not on sale yet, but we're thinking probably mid-October they will be. And people can find those tickets at our website, theericandjoeshow.com. We're really pumped for this. It's you know, this whole year has been crazy and chaotic, but we hope this can bring a little bit of silliness and laughter to our community.
All right. That is the Eric and Joe Show. Simplified title, moving to the big screen for this year. 32 times you'll get a chance to see this. We appreciate you guys and giving us some fun in this weird year.
We appreciate your support. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Tricia.
And we are Quixie 98.3.